From Daf Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis, Toshma, Kishem Shemaycheres Shaloi Bebezn, Kach Yosheho Yoshek Suboso, Moichem Shaloi Bebezn. So Hoyoshem also sells Shaloi Bebezn. If she's an Amone, and she died, so the Yoshem sells Shaloi Bebezn. Now, we have two reasons to explain why by Aksuba the Chachamim hold that an Almone in Eirusin sells Shaloi Bebezin. One reason was, in Odom Reitzi Shetispaza Ishtoi Bebezin, so the Hischaivis of the Aksuba was that she should be able to sell the karka without going through the red tape of Bezin. Then we had another cheshbin of chine. So the Gemara says like this, Bishloim lamandam of ishin odom reitzish et ispaze ishte bebezin. According to this explanation, so we could say, ki heichi di ihi loinechelet et ispazi, just like he doesn't want that his wife should be nizbaz in the gvias ksube. Yersheo nami loy nichalei de levazu. She doesn't want that the yoshim should have to be mevaza themselves in bezin. So memele, so the hischaivis of the ksube is that it can, the gvias can go without going through the red tape of bezin. Eloman di oma mishum chino. But if you'll say the tam is al tzchine, yosheo mai chen ike, tir gemaula kagain sheyarashto bito oyachoiso. Now, we had mentioned yesterday, there's a machlokes, Rashi and the Rabbeinu Chananu, but the inyan of chine is, the Rabbeinu Chananu learns that the inyan of chine is that women should be attractive to men. The men should want to marry the women. So if they have an access to the money, it's not a head check. So then men will want to marry them. So the Rishonim say, according to the Rabbeinu Chananu, it's very good the Gemara's kasha. That means a husband, when he gives his wife a ksube, so chazal u'masakin, this ksube is an asset that she should be able to remarry. So we want that she should be able to get a hold of the money as easy and as soon as possible, without going through the red tape of bezin. So the chiyuv ksube, which is an asset for her. So we wanted that she should be able to get it quickly. But here we're speaking about that there's an almone, and now the almone died. So her yoshim, they can be goyva her ksube shaloi bebezin. So the Gemara says, my chayn ike, where is their chayn? That means they're being goyva. By the takona of ksuba was it should be paid in a life and that she should be able to remarry. But this is talking about the yoshim who are yashning dalmonis ksuba. So where's the inyan of chayn by them? He says the takana was, the Ritva speaks a little better, the takana was a woman who has to get married, that's an almone, or a grusha, she has to get married. The takana was that she should be able to get married quickly by having the ksuba with her already, the dmei ksuba with her. But the Yoshim of the Almone, so who says Bechlal that they have to get married? I mean, we're speaking about the Takana was on someone that has to get married quickly, they should have Chayim. Yerusha Marchein Ike, Tigimu'ule Kigoyin Sheyerashto Bito Oyachoyso, and the Ritva's Maisif, and the Pnuyais. So Memele, so that was the Takona of Ksube that, so Memele the Kechidish is that, the Ksube should be an asset for any woman. That was the Takona, was a Takona for her, but it seems somebody wouldn't make a special Takona for Tamze woman, but Al Kaponim, the Takona was that the Almone should be able to be Goyver the Ksube easily in order for her to be able to get married quickly. So Memele, they extended this Takona over to Hayoshim, who would also derive benefit from this takona. That's how the Rabbi Nechanano learns. According to Rashi, the inyan of chayin is that the men should have chayin. The men should have chayin. Be'enei Hanoshim. That means if they'll have difficulties in being able to get the ksuba, so the women would not want to marry them. Now, here we're talking about, I mean, the money that this Yerush is getting is, I mean, like this Bishlam by her husband, the husband is going to make sure that she'll get paid up quickly, so therefore the woman will want to marry such a husband. But here we're talking about the husband died first, then his wife died, now we're talking about a Yerush, so where's the Bechal Dinyan of Chayim? Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Yoshe Yoshe Ksubosa Gosina Gosina Vi Yoshe. My Chaynike, so Rashi says, what will Sham the Gemara's Kasha? Harei Anitrochem Lebez Nanoshemim. So Rashi says, what's some of the problem? The Yoshe Almona could very well be Anoshim if I kill the whole union of Chaynis by Noshim. Sheyurashto bito yachoiso, the mishum dido bine takante, shloitim shach milinose. That means, even though this is not her ksube, this is the ksuba of a meirish, but since she's witnessing how easy it is to get the ksube, so this will give her an incentive that to get married quickly. I mean, she sees how Zita's mom is luchkelept. So therefore they made this takona. Let us see the Mishnah further. Mochok suboso. What is the din if a isha sold her ksuba or miktoso, or a chelik of the ksuba. Mishkena ksubosa, she was mamashken the ksuba, a miktsosa, a chelik of the ksuba. Nosna ksubosa lacha, a miktsosa. lo yisimker es hashar elo bebezin. So the rest she should not sell only bebezin. She's not permitted to sell it shalei bebezin. Now let us just see Taisus for 1 minute. We'll see Rashi does not seem to learn like Taisus, but just let's see Taisus. Machak suboso, neither lila forish tahainu mono mosain, because it's speaking about two cases. Either she sold the whole ksuba or a partial ksuba. Now, and then it says the rest leisimka sashar elo bebezin. So bishlam, if she sold a partial ksuba, so it's very good. The rest of the ksuba, she lost already this schus to sell bebezin. Shloi bebezin, she has to sell dafke bebezin. But what's that mocha ksuboso leisimka sashar? If she sold the whole ksuba, so what it says she should only sell the rest. Bebezin, where's their arrest? She sold the ksuba already. Is nearly the forest, I know mona mosaim. She sold the mona mosaim. Vasti avashtosi shapit the kumberly simker hashar elo bebezin. What is the shad? I know taisvis. He says the taisvis ksuba that's still left over from the ksuba that by selling the mona mosaim, the whole ksuba, she loses the right to sell the rest shalei bebezin. Now the rest is to sell bebezin. So sepasta shar at fulu by mochok suboso. V'chachomim oimrim meicheresi afilu arbo v'chamisha po'omim. She can sell afilu 4 or 5 times the ksube. Umecheres lemezaynes shalei bebezin. She sells the mezaynes shalei bebezin. Bekeseves lemezaynes mechalti. When she sells the mezaynes, she should write on the shtar mechire that this was sold letzeirech mezaynes. We've heard this is a neitzetoyve. She's selling ksube. She's selling mezaynes. People might think everything is for Mezoinus, so they'll say that she's a Raftom, and if they'll say she's a Raftom, so it'll be very difficult for her to find a new Shidduch. So therefore, in the Shtar Mechira, it's an Eitzah Teve, she should write, this is being sold at Tzerech Mezoinus. So the people will know that the other Mechira was for the Tzerech Ksube, or she writes Beferes, the other Mechira was for the Tzerech Ksube. Ugrusha loisimke elo bebezin. A grusha should not sell only bebezin. Now let us see Rashi. Loisimke resasha is Rab Shimon Kamalo. This is going according to Rab Shimon. We heard in the previous Mishnah Machlokes. Rab Shimon and the Chachamim. If an amonim in a irusin can sell shalei bebezin, Rab Shimon said that the only kula that we find chol she'en lo mezaynus leisimker elo bebezin. So Rashi had said that this whole kula of selling shalei bebezin was only said by mezaynus, because by mezaynus, since she needs the mezaynus. So what'll be if she has to wait for an appointment to come to Bezin, she'll be fasting in the meantime. So there they made a kula that she can sell shalei bebezin, but a ksube she has to sell dafke bebezin. Now Rashi says Rab Shimon Kamala, the oma ein meicheres shalei bebezin elo lemezaynis. Bezu mikiven shegovsa miktsosa ein lo mezaynis. Now, the Lehitis Loshen of Rashi does not seem to say like Taisvis. Rashi says, Rab Shimon says, you can only sell Shalei Bebezin Mezoinis. Now, since she lost the Mezoinis by selling a Miktsis Ksube, so therefore she has to sell everything Bebezin, because the only thing she can sell is the Ksube, and the Ksube has to be always bebezin. That would we seem the Ritus Loshen of Rashi. So the Shah, it seems Rashi learned that's going on Mazonis. Not, wait, we just learned Taisus is going on the Taisus Ksube. We'll see the next Taisus in the Gemara, we'll understand Shitus of Taisus. But Rashi seems to say that the Mishnah is telling us everything she has to sell in Bezin because there's no Mazonis anymore. She can sell because even though she sold a mitzvah ksube, she still is a schus mezainis. So she can sell the mezainis shalei bebez. Because heves b'shtar mechira le mezainis machartim shemeitze teve kedom ala'el. People should not call her a rafton and she'll have many difficulties encountering a shidduch. Ugrusha loisim kerlik suboso elo bebezn. Lamandiyoma time in Mishmeini Roitzish it is baz according to the Mandiyoma that the reason an amone can sell the ksubish lebebezn because in the hischaivis of the Baal, he didn't want that she have to go through bezn sheni roishitis baze ishtoi is hola ichpes leib, but that afka by an amona by a grush it doesn't bother him if she'll be nizbaz. So the divrei hakali, so fill according to the chachamim that hold that there is a kula by an almone to sell a ksube, sell nixi abal chutzle bezn, or nixi a yesaimim chutzle bezn, that is dafke, by an almone, but by a grusha. Everyone is moide that since there is no Cheshbon of an eroitzer should his baza, hit his baza with his baza, so my mailer, therefore, she only has to sell it the best. This is going according to everyone. Amando matayme mishum chine, for Rab Shimon who doesn't hold the time of chine. So now the Gemara says, masnisen moni Rab Shimon. Our Mishnah says, that when she sold a mikzas ksube, leisimke as a shar ala bebezn, and we'll see that that means, Rashi said, klo like that, she doesn't have mezainis anymore. By selling a mikzas ksube, she lost schus mezainis. Mas nisa moni rab shimani, disanya, we learned habaraisa, mocha ksuboso, mishne ksuboso, osus oksuboso apaitiki lacha, so Rameya says that she loses Mezainis only if she sold or was Mamashkin the whole Ksubit. Rab Shimonai Ma'arabish Le Mocha Vle Mishkano Ksuboso Ela Machatzisa is also of the Mezainis El. So Memele, so our Mishnah that says, Oy Miktsaso, so our Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon and the Beraisa. Let us see Rashi, Masnisen Moni, Tanekanu, the Masnisen that holds Afilu by selling a Miktsas Ksube, she doesn't have Mezainis. Moch Ksuboso, so, Rameya holds, Kula ain't lo mezainis, Ibn Rameya. Vomocha miktsoso, yes lo mezainis. Rab Shimon knows that Philip by Mocha miktsoso is also, ain't lo mezainis. Now let us see Taisvis. Masnisim moni Rab Shimon need the sanya. So the Gemara proves that our Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon because of a baraisa. He says, we found in a baraisa, that Rab Shimon holds that a filo amechiras mitzvahs ksube is also mafkiras chus mezainis. Vim taima, so Taisvus asks, why do you have to bring a baraisa to prove that our Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon, Masnisanami Tivshait the Osi Kerab Shimon. With the Ketoni, it says in our Mishnah, the previous Mishnah, Leisim Keres Ashar Elo Bebezin. No, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Leisim Keres Ashar Elo Bebezin. She cannot sell the rest of the Ksube, only Bebezin. The Hainu Kerab Shimon. He says, why do you have to, that's the Machlokes, Rab Shimon and the Chachamim and the previous Mishnah. If an Amonim in Erisin can sell the Ksube, Shaloi Bebezn. That was the Machlokes. The Chachamim hold yes. So Memela by Ksube also, they made this Takone as Mecher Shaloi Bebezn. And Rab Shimon says no. So Mamela, here it says she can't sell the ksube, so that's her going according to Rab Shimon. V'yeshloima the chachomim namik Rab Shimon svirlo. So now Taisu says that is true, but you have to understand our Gemara is speaking about one chachomim, and the previous Mishnah is speaking about another chachomim. That means the Chachamim in the previous Mishnah hold that an Isha cannot sell the Nichse Yesaimim L'Tzerch Ksubosa. That she could sell Nichse Yesaimim L'Tzerch Ksubosa Shalai Bebesn. That's what Chachamim in the previous Mishnah hold. Rab Shimon holds she cannot sell Shalai Bebesn L'Tzerch Ksubosa. Now we have here a machloikis in our Mishnah, what is the din by miktsas ksubosa? She can sell the rest. So Tosfos says that the chachomim in our Mishnah that say by miktsas ksubosa, she can sell the rest, also hold like Rab Shimon, that letzeirich ksube, they were not Matir, Lutzerich Ksuba alone, they were not Matir to sell Shaloi Bebezin, but Afal Pikein, if there's Mizainis also involved, then they hold that you can sell the Ksuba Shaloi Bebezin also. Now let us see in the Beni Kantoises. V'yeshloima, the Chachomim, the Chachamim of our Mishneh, Nami Kerab Shimon Svirluhu, they hold like Rab Shimon, Bohod the Omar, that what Rab Shimon said, Kol She'ein Lo Mezainos, Lisim Ke'ele Bebezn. Rab Shimon said in the previous Mishneh, if there's no Mezainos involved, there's only Ksube involved, then she can only sell Bebezin. V'i midiktoni moicheres. So the Chomim also hold like Rab Shimon. V'i midiktoni moicheres. Afilu arbo v'chamishe pomim. U'moicheres. The next word is a grai, state in Peres Yosef. Now I understand the flow of Taisvis. U'moicheres. Shaloi bebezdin mashme. Meicheres is mashme shaloi bebezdin. So how could I say? It's not that he's asking Akasha. If the Chachamim of our Mishnah hold also like Reb Shimon, v'chol she'ein lo mezoines leisim ker lo bebezdin. So how do we learn the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Moicheres, she sells. And she sells means that she doesn't have to come to Bezin to sell. She sells. She can sell, what's Abo v'chamisha pomim? The Ksube. She can sell chalokim of the Ksube. I, if they hold like Rab Shimon said, Kol she'ein lo mezoines leisim ke'el lo bebezin, ksube you cannot sell shaloi bebezin. So how can you say they hold like Rab Shimon? So Tosfos says, ומחרש שלוי בבז למש משום דקת אלי הפסידו מזיינס ודמחרס כסובוסו שלוי בבז. So Taisva says, because since the Chachamim hold that she does not lose the Mezoinis by selling a Mixas Ksubis, so she has Mezoinis. He says, the criteria is, if an Isha has a Schus Mezoinis, so then just like the Mezoinis she can sell Shalai Bebes, and the Ksubis she can also sell Shalai Bebes. Rab Shimon only said, Kol she'ein lo mezoinis, ein lo ksuba. Mecheres, Kol she'ein lo mezoinis, leisimker elo bebez. That was the lashon of Rab Shimon. She was, if there's no mezoinis, then it has to be bebez. But if there are mezoinis still, so then the ksuba, she can also sell bebez. So the machleikis in our Mishnah, if she can sell, our Mishnah is speaking about, that's a Taisus Lomshat, it seems not like Rashi. The Machlokes in our Mishnah is, can she sell the rest of the Ksube? Loisim keresa shah ela bebezn. The Chomim says she could sell the rest of the Ksube shalai bebezn. So there's a Machlokes in Ksube, but the Machlokes is dependent if she has Mezainis. That means everyone knows like Rab Shimon in the previous Mishnah, Kol she'ein lo mezoinis is leisim ke'ela bebezn. But the shaila is, by selling a mixas ksuba, do you have mezoinis? And that's this beraisa. Rab Meir says, if she sold the whole ksuba, ein lo mezoinis. But if she only sold a mixas ksuba, she has mezoinis. So therefore the Chachomim in our Mishnah is like Rameya, so they hold Meicheres of Elabova Chamisha Pomim, because since she'll have Mezainis, so the minute she has Mezainis, so the Ksuba also can be sold Shalai Bebezin. Rab Shimon says, Ava Bishle Mocho Elo Machzisa of the Mezainisel. So therefore, she can't sell the ksuba shaloi bebesn, because that are the guidelines that the Rab Shimon laid down for us. Kol she'ein lo mezoinis, leisim ke'ela bebesn. So that's how Taisus learns. So Bemis and Taisus learns pshat that the nemes and the machleikis tanoim is in the mechiras haksuba shaloi bebesn. But this is dependent if she still has mezainis. If she has mezainis, so just like the mezainis, she can sell shalai bebezn, so she also can sell shalai bebezn. According to Rab Shimon, just like she lost mezainis, she also lost ksuba. I mean, just like she lost, since she doesn't have mezainis, so Mamela, she lost the right to sell ksuba shalai bebezn. Zogt die Gemorre, le memre der Rab Shimon sovad, le emrine mixes kesef ke kol kesef. Rabonen sovi, le emrine mixes kesef ke kol kesef. Now, the Gemorre wants to explain what the machlokes Ramei and Rab Shimon is. So Rashi says as follows. Rab Shimon holds loimrinin mitzvahs kesef. Moya Rab Sulis sheyesh lo adayin aleim. That means the chelik of the ksube that is still mutal on the yesaimim to pay. So if you hold mitzvahs kesef ki kol kesef, rei hu ki kuloi. So it's Ki'ilu, he owes the whole ksuba. Fiyosa, a partial ksuba, ki'ilu, he owes the whole ksuba. And therefore, v'yitin lo mezainis. And therefore, he has to give a mezainis, because he still owes the ksuba. Rab Shimon says, lo yamrinin mitzas kesef kekol kesef. So that means, That what he owes her, a partial ksuba, is not like he owes her still the whole ksuba. So since he doesn't owe her the ksube, doesn't owe her the old ksube, so that's why he's potter to give her mezainis. Now, before we go further, I'd like to mention a ha'ore that I saw in the Yellow Sashacha, but it's a gewaldike ha'ore on this Rashi, but I'm still sure that's pshat in the Gemara, the way Rashi says. As the Gemara wants to explain, we have a machlekes Ramei Reb Shimon, if she was goive a mitzvah ksube, riozer a mitzvah, does she get mezainis? So the Gemara says that Ramei holds that she gets mezainis. Because we consider he owes her the whole ksube. Kozman, the whole ksube wasn't paid up. It's considered like he owes her the whole ksube. If he owes the ksube, so she gets mezainis. Rav Shimon holds, he doesn't owe her the whole ksube. So therefore, she doesn't get mezainis. So the Yalza Shacha asks, we had a machlekes, there's Anshe Yehuda and Anshe Golol. How they wrote what the Tashlumi Mezoinis is dependent on. And the Anshe Yehuda, they wrote that when we'll give you the Ksuba, you lost your Mezoinis. And for Kelt, you want to get married, you don't want to get married. As the minute we give you the Ksuba, you lost your Mezoinis. And that was a Gevalde Kekula. For them, for the assignment. I mean, they want to get rid of the chiyuv mezainis. They give her the ksube and she lost the mezainis. The Anshe Golol held that it's not totally in the ksube. They want to give her the ksube. Shkoyach, he give the ksube. Kozman, she feels sich wie an almone. She's not interested in getting married, so come to mezainis. It's not totally in the ksube. So the Yelza Shachar says, if we would pass like the Anshe Yehuda, so then you would understand the Cheshbon over here. So, if you owe a ksube, you get mezainis. So now the Shaus does the owe a ksube. So, Rameya says he owes a ksuba, because mixes kesef ke kol kesef. It's like he owes a ksuba. The Rav Shimon holds, he doesn't owe a ksuba. He doesn't owe, he owes a mixes ksuba. He doesn't owe, you only give a zainus when, Kozman, you owe a ksuba. But that's good light, the Anshe Yehuda, according to the Anshe Golo, why is the din mezainus totally in, if they owe a ksuba, we don't owe a ksuba. Takert, he says, L'chayret should be the other way around. L'chayret, according to the Anshe Golol, it should be if she was Teveya ksuba. If she's Teveya Amiktsas ksuba, is it Ki'ilu she was Teveya? She loses the Mezainis when she's Teveya the ksuba. So the Gemara should have said, Punkt Takert. Rav Shimon holds that mitzvah kesef, kol kesef, so she's teveya mitzvah ksuba, so it's like she's teveya the whole ksuba. She's teveya the whole ksuba, so that's why she lost mezainis. And Rameya holds that she was teveya mitzvah ksuba, he holds mitzvah kesef, is not kol kesef, so she wasn't teveya yet the whole ksuba, she was teveya mitzvah ksuba. But the Gemara says, fakel. So he doesn't understand how this stems according to the Anshe Golo. That's his kasha. Al Koponim. So let us go back to the Gemara. The Gemara is saying as follows. That the Gemara understood, according to Rab Shimon holds Mitzvah Kesef, Kekol Kesef, you don't say mitzvah kesef, kol kesef. So therefore, he doesn't owe her a ksuba. And Rameya says mitzvah kesef, kol kesef, he does owe her a ksuba. fragt die Gemara, Ifche Shaminelu. Das Anje, wo lehnt aber Reise, Zez bei Kohen Gadol, wo Isha Bipsuleho Yikoch. Bei Kohen Gadol, schon mein Isha Bipsuleho, Prat le Beugre, Shekolo Bipsuleho, Divrei Rameya. Rameya holds that a Kohen Gadol cannot marry a Beugres, because she only has Miktas Psulim. Kolo Psuleho is Lavdavke, it's a Chelik, she lost a Chelik of the Psulim. She only has Miktas Psulim. Rablazo, Abshimen Machshirin, Beboigris. Rablazo, Abshimen hold that a Kohen Gadol could marry a Boigris because she has Miktas Psulim. Now, what does Rashi say? Prat le boigres, or mina mitzvahs psulim, kechola psulim. So the Gemara is asking a astire in Ramei and Rab Shimon. Heistus. By psulim, Ramei holds that you don't say mitzvahs psulim, kechol psulim, and therefore, a Kohen Gadol needs a psula. She's not a psula, she only is a mitzvahs psula. And Rab Shimon holds that you do say mitzvahs psulim kechol psulim. And here we have Hakert, the Rab Shimon says, you do not say mitzvahs kesef kechol kesef, and Rameyu says you do say mitzvahs kesef kechol kesef. Now, someone asked me, I mean, the Gemara is Medama, these are two different inyonim. Is this a machlekes b'chol ha'teira kula, mitzvahs kekula, mitzvahs v'yem kekula? I mean, we're talking about two different inyonim. The Gemara says Medama, it's a stira. Here he says mitzvahs kekula, he doesn't say mitzvahs kekula. Is this a machlekes b'chol ha'teira kula, if you say mitzvahs kekula or not? I thought perhaps we could say the Emek Adom, I don't understand, but it's very interesting when Rashi says Lemrina mitzvahs kesef moya hapsulois sheyeshlo adayin aleim. All of a sudden when Rashi is speaking about the ksube, so Rashi speaks a very flowery loshen, moya hapsulois sheyesh lo adayin aleim. Good, that's the Loshon HaPosuk, Meir Absulus, but why does Rashi have to mention this over here? The Tesrid also says the same Loshon. Mitzas kesev shel moyel hapsulay shenishalo ligvois. Why do you have to, what's wrong with the Loshon Ksube? I mean, could perhaps be that somehow these two dinim are similar. This is the moya hapsulois, and this is the din psulos. So it could be by these two inyonim somehow there's a similarity. A mitzvah moya psula is kekol moya psula. Mitzvah psula is kekol psula. Could be somehow these two have a connection, but all other inyonim, we would not compare mitzvahs kekulot, but I really don't know the emek hadvarim if this is true. Al kaponim, the Gemara asked a stira between Rameya and Rab Shimon and Rab Shimon. So the Gemara says, Hosom bekroi pligi. There's a ganz andere machlokes. That's a sheet of mitzvahs kekulot. So this is a machlekes out of darshan de psukim. Rameya sova psulo afilo mitzvahs psulim. When it says psula means a kol duhu psula. Now it says bisuleo, it says isha bivsuleo. So the Torah wrote bisuleo. So bisuleo, the Yudas coming to tell us adiika kulu psula. So bisuleo is coming to tell us that a beigris is possible with Kohen Gadol. Bibsuleho, now the Bibsule is coming to tell us, Bechidake en Shaloi Kedarka Loi. That if she was Nibol, Shaloi Kedarka, she's kosher Lekoyin Godel. Bibsuleho means Bimokaim Bisuleho. Then she's possible Lekoyin Godel, Bimokim Bisuleho, but Shaloi Kedarka, she's kosher Lekoyin Godel. Rabbi Lozor, so comes out, Aistis, Rabbi Meir, who is machmer by Aboigris, is makel by Nivolo Shaloi Kedarka. Rabbi Lozor, Rabbi Shimon Sovri, Bisulo Shleimo Mashm. He said, Rameh, who's machma by a boigris, is makel by Shaloi Kedarka. Ablaz Rab Shimon Sovri, Bisulo Shleima Mashma. Bisuleo, Philo Mixas Psula. So Bisuleo is coming to tell us a kula. Philo boigris is also kosher. Bisuleo, she a kol, Bisuleo, Kayomim, Bain Bechadarka, Bain Shaloi Kedarka. So that means, he says, Bisuleo, according to Rab Shimon, is coming to tell me, Tafilu Mitzvah's Psula is good, Tafilu Begris is also good, and then Bisuleo is coming to tell us a Chumra that Shaloi Kedarko, she's also Lekoyin Godel. So Trashi, Bisulo Yavik Sibu Isha Bisula Yikach. Bivsuleho bimokim psulim hikpedakosu. Avol nivalo shalei kedarko vihinairo ksheiro lekoyin godel. Yeah. Bivsuleho kayomim leinyin bila shalei nivalo afilo shalei kedarko. So she's not a psula linyan b'ila shaloi kedalka. Let us see Taisvis. Bibsuleo b'chedalka en shaloi kedalka loy. That is the drosha of Rameya. The lekala meima at shiukulon kayomi. Let us be machmer and say that you need, just like as he said, psula is mixas psula. Bisula means kol psula. So memele bivsula comes to tell us that you need that shalei kedarka should also be a psula. Ben kedarka ben shalei kedarka. So Taisha says the mkein lishte kromine. So then you don't need the base. Umemela have matinen beula shaloi kedarko miyud shal besuleo kamei beigres. That means, if psula is mixas psula mashme. Now psula is telling me you need a psula shleima, so psula shleima already would be koilu shaloi kedarko. You need a psula shleima. So now that it says Abiv Suleh, so Kocher is coming to be might, you don't need a Psula Shleime. Legabi Shalei Kedalko, she's kosher Lekoyin Godel. Avo mi Psula Beloyud, that is Davke from Psuleo, that is Malba Psula Shleime, I'll be Malba Afilo Shalei Kedalko. Avo mi Psula Beloyud, Le'ev shalei medave metina lo. Psula b'lo yud, according to everyone, we're not memayit shalei kedark. V'horay, the beknas shel narok si psula. Need a psula, v'afilohi yesh la knas. That means that if there were a few boiling and a narok psula, so each boil pays knas. So we see that a bila shaloi kedarka, after a bila shaloi kedarka, she still is a psula. So we see psula is not ממייט שלוי כדרק, שזה פסול אפילו שוזים ושלוי כדרק. מי דרם לי נקנס, זה לא משלמי. וכן גבי נער המרוס על גבי דחי ובסקילה, דחסי פסול אמרין אל הוסם דקולו בסקילה. תראיתי אובו בוי לא שלוי כדרק, אלי אול גד סקילה. ואפילו רבי לא יפולי, כי הולץ אולי דפרס בוי אול גד סקילה, אלא משום דחסי ולבדוי. That only the first boy will get skill, but the others don't get skill. So Koponim, so what did Taisu say? So Taisu says, Besulo is not Amiyot Anshaloi Kedalka, but Besuleho is Amiyot Anshaloi Kedalka. So Memele, if Shaloi Kedalka would take a parcel, so it should have just said Besuleho, and I would know that you need a boigris is no good, nivlo shalkedark is no good. So Bivsula is coming to tell us to be makel now, that nivlo shalkedark is good. Umiyu koshali. Eimo, if Bivsuleho, from Bivsula we learn how to chumre. You need all psulim. And Bivsuleho is a kule. But you don't need all psulim. Is how do we know to say that Bisuleh is coming to tell us a boigris is also a kohen gadol, and Bisuleh is coming to tell us a nivul shekedak is mutal a kohen gadol? Eima Bisuleh osi lerabis boigris v'loy bula shaloy kedalko. The Bivsuleo is coming, Bivsuleo means Bivsula Shleim, which is Mamayit Boigris, and is Mamayit Shaloi Kedak, that's what I said before. So maybe the Bivsuleo is coming to tell us that a Boigris is good, and a Bula Shaloi Kedalko is no good, that we learn out from Bivsuleo. That means how do you know if Bivsuleo asks us both? And the Bivsuleo is a Mekel on once. How do you know it's a Mekel? And Shloike Dak, maybe it's a Mekel on Boigris. Nearly the Mashmleit Fei Lukmi Bebula Shloike Dak, Mishim the Mashme Bivsuleo Bemokim Psulim. The Drosha stims like this. That's, I mean, Ibrike Yud. That the words that we darshan seem to tell us that Fakert, that Shloike Dak is good because not Bemokim Bisuleo. That is according to Rameya. Besula Shleima Mashma. Now the Gemara says according to Rab Shimon, it works the other way around. Besula Shleima Mashma. Besula comes to tell us a boigris is kosher. And Bivsula is coming to tell us Shleike Dark is possible. Kosher le Rabbi. Amai itzach le michtav gabi knas. Nairo lemute boigres. Typically, mipsula shleima mashma. If psula means shleima. And from psula alone, I would say that a boigres is possible. So why by knas does have to say nairo psula automatically? If it says psula, we're mamayit a boigres. Because a boigris is not a psula. Psula shleima mashma. Vafilu im tim tzoloima u psula yitzach l'chshinilei beilu naris. We need this psula for a drash. That's from someone in the back is meire, but hemikri yitzim de pshutai also. So memele pshat is psula shleima, so automatically we're memayit a boigris. Bal kaponim. Taisa says, I fully say we can't darshan for that psula kati koshim, hodam perkabal yevimtai. There's another drash, aim psula elo nairo. Vechainu aim of anaratevis mara meyoid psula. So it seems that psula and nairo are interchangeable. Lahaitanam itzach lemichte psula nairo bechol mokeim. So according to this tanem, Why does it have to say Nairo Psula automatically? If it says Psula to Nairo, even the Chsiv Psula Yedinishi Nairo. Void kosher. Mahod amagabi Nairo Amarosabo lo asora vadaini Psula. Kulam biskilo. So bekitza. So, the first kash is, why does it have to say Psula Nairo? Why does it have to say Psula Nairo according to this Mandu Yomau in Yebomis, wherever it says Nairo means Psulas, whenever it says Psula means Nairo. So why does it have to say Psula Nairo? That's one kash. So this kash is on the word Nairo. Void kash. Mahod omagabi naira morosabola sova daini psula columbuskilo. Ramayaksi psula damashmishlaima lamayit shaloike dalka. Now, Taisa is asking a different kash. If psula.
But it would be good, so it shouldn't have said bipsula.
Zotze gemore weiter. Ahi itse de tofso kaso de kaspo biksuboso. There was a woman that was, that chapped a koishal kesef, l'tzeirach subos. Kotovo mezoini. Now this kois of kesef was not worth the whole ksube. So as keilu, she was gave a mitzvah ksube. She wanted mezoini. Ose lakami derove. So they came to Rove. Amalahu liyasmi, so Rove told the Yisoyimim, Zilu hove lo mezoinis, les techosh lohoda Rab Shimon, da omar lemrine mitzvah kesef ke kol kesef. We don't paskalite Rab Shimon. What does Rashi say? The tofsa kasa de kaspa vloi hoye boi shir ksubos. There was no shir ksube. So my male was only a mitzvah ksube. So according to the Chachomim, she still has a schus mezainis. Sholach lei rabbe berei de rove le Rav Yosef. Meicheres sheloi bebezn, tzriche shvue oi ein tzriche shvue. An almona that's moicha shaloi bebezn, does she need a shvua or ain't tzrich a shvua? Let us see Rashi. Tzrich a shvua shaloi gobso yoisa. So Rashi says the shvua over here is, she is selling shaloi bebezn, not under the auspices of Bezen, so who knows what she took. Maybe she took more than she's entitled to take. So she mechuyev to swear shleigov sayoys. That's how Rashi learns the Shaila and the Gemara. So the Gemara says further, v'tiboyiloch hachose. Why didn't he call another Shaila? Do we have to be machis for 30 days to find out the value, what one could acquire for this karke? Amalei achoze loikami boile. Achoze don't have a shayla. Achoze yizicha don't need, by her mechire. Amarab zeir, amarab nachman, almone sheshoma laatzmo loyosus avu loiklum. An almone, which did not sell the karke to someone else. She took it for herself. Layosus obeloiklum. Heichi domi. Ida achos. If there was a achos, we found out the value of it, and she took it for herself. Amai layosus obeloiklum. So why is layosus obeloiklum? Elo lav deloyachos. It is speaking about
it was no achos. Laat mud loyosus ovaloy klum olach amashosus osus. So I have a raya from this alochim that you don't need achos. If you need achos, so why laatmo is no good? Why can't she take it for herself? So koch, you don't need achos. For herself, she can't take it. For someone else, she could take it. Abol koponim. So that's why by achrosa I did not clear a shayla. I zicha assumed you don't need a achrosa. I'm clearing, do you need a shvua? Let us see, Rashi, sheshomo la'atzmo, lokho sodi yusemim la'atzmo bishimas ksubosa. Let us see Taisvis. Meichere sheloi bebezn tzricha shvua. I said, more close a shayla. Meichere sheloi bebezn needs a shvua. Vim taima mas nisen li bepeik ha-shaleich. This nan, ein almonen nifras mi nixi yisaymim elo b'shvua. So memel you see, klo, you do need a shvua. So what's the shayla of our gemara? Yeah. Vikala meima. So they says maybe if that mishnah, is not a rai, a he bar monem in a erosin. Kirab shimen. The omar koshela mezoin is loisim kela bebezin. Maybe that whole mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon. And speaking about a monem in a erosin, so according to Rab Shimon, a monem in a erosin is not mechere shaloi bebezin. So if it's, so if everything is with best, and then you need a shvua. But we're clearing, mecheres shaloi bebezn, what is the din, do you need a shvua? Nira le Rabbi Doichik to say that the Mishnah is only speaking about an aruse, and it's all going according to Rab Shimon. Don't pass like Rab Shimon. Void koshali, the lefum sugi de shmaite leiposhele Rav Yosef midi. Aistis Rabbe asked Rav Yosef a shayla, and Rav Yosef wasn't poshet. So he says, I'll be poshet it for you. V'amai tivshedlei tal kochoch balmone min nesuyin hi. That Mishnah is speaking about an almone min nesuyin. And it says, Almonim in the Suyin, Afsafil, according to Rab Shimon, there it's Mecher Shaloi Bebezn. Vidiktoni Seife, Nimnu Milashbia. The Seife of the Mishnah says, that Meiker Adin, that Amon Anifras Mnichs Yisayim has to swear, but Nimnu Milashbiya. They were my name Milashbiya. Vomar Abzeira Meshmu, Loishonu Elo Balmone. And Almone, they stop being Mashbiya, because we'll see in a minute why. Abu Grusha Mashbiya Nais. Vitaime da Almone Shani. So why by Almone they were they not Mashbiya da Almone? Because Bahi Ano the Kotorche Kamiyasmi, since Talmone is Matrich herself for the Yisoimim, Osia Moire Teire, so she's Moire Hete. That means that even though could be the Baal was Matfis Tzchori, we'll see this Mishnah is speaking about a Shvua of Tzchori. That she has to swear that the husband never was matzus or tzchori b'chayim. So the Gemara said that they made a takone that an almone, they did not let an almone swear. Why? Because the almone she used to swear false. He gave her tzchori, but she feels, listen, she's taking care of the Yisayimim, which she's not mechuyiv to do. So Mamela succumbed to the Chepes. So Mamela, so she doesn't consider that the tzrori as a payment for the ksuba, that's a payment for her tircha, not the or complete ksuba. So therefore she would swear false. So therefore, nimnu, that amona, we're not mashbir, because could be she'll swear false. Alma, habamot isum emeile. So the Mishnah that says nimnu, so Shmuel explained, nimnu is speaking about an almona, speaking about an almona, abo agrusha daswe. Zalm of a matzal Mishnah milsed the Shmuel, the bonim in a sui mairi. So kochok Shmuel learned the Mishnah speaking about almona in a sui. The imin ha'iris, and if it's speaking about amonim in ha'iris and ma'iri, l'shach l'meim katocha kame yasmi, and amonim ha'iris is not metapel with the yisayimim, she emedis bevei saviyo. So kochach from Shmuel you see that he understood the Mishnah speaking about amonim in ha'nisuyim. So I feel it's going according to Rab Shimon, amonim in ha'nisuyim, is moicheres, Ksubosa shaloi bebezin, since she has mezainis. So why were they not poishit this from Shmuel's memory? So we have a kasha. Elohim Rebbe, da shvua Elohim Mishum Tzori. The shvua that the Gemara's clearing a shayla is not that she has to swear that he was a matfis Tzori. It's a different shvua. It's a shvua that she didn't take too much. Now, this shvua v'lemivoy lei b'mochem emezoynish lei bebez. Now, the shaila of the Gemara is not by mochel emezoynish lei bebez. Why? I'll prove it to you. The lekamen posik hilchas etzricha shvua. The maskonas haGemara is even though Rabbi Yosef wasn't poishetim, but the Gemara is poishetim boy, and the Gemara says hilchas etzricha shvua. Vanan kaimolon shnei dvorim shomer Chanan halacha kemaisa. Chanan said two things. We're passing like both of them. The snal lekamen mishalchem dinas hayom viishtei tevas mezaynis Chanan oimer. Tishba b'soif v'loy tishba b'tchila. B'hu b'soif ha'in b'shask v'yis ksube, then she swears. The la'el b'shili ha'koy se'muki l'rabir mi'echonon k'rabshim endom ha'kozman sh'tivas ksuboso yorshin mashbi enoysa. Ein etivas ksuboso en yorshin mashbi enoysa. So now, we see that Chanan holds that you're only mashbia when she's mourning a ksuba. When she's mourning mezainis, you're not mashbia. Mashme de shum shvua meskiken oiso azman tvias ksubos. So Mamelus HaToisvis is saying as follows. That this shaila, that the there's a shaila, the purpose, first of all, Taisus at the Megalek, the purpose of the Shvuah is Shleigov Sayyasa. Now, between you and me, if that's the purpose of the Shvuah, so Lachayre, the shaila would have been applicable by an Almone that's Mecheres Nichse Yisaimim Lutzeich Mezayne Yisrael, also Shleigov Sayyasa. So Taisus says, but that's not true, because we paskin like Chonon. And Chonon says, Nishbas lebesoif einin mishbas betchile, that when she's toiveya mezoinis, we let her take mezoinis without any shvur whatsoever. Later, when she'll come to be gave the ksuba, then we'll make a cheshbin klolim. But till the Gvias Ksube, she doesn't have to swear at all. So that's why Agamore Shaila is, even though Lechayra will be applicable by Mizainis also, Shalagov Sayyasa, Afal Pikain, There's no shaila. We pass on like Cholmon that when she's Toibeya Mazeni, she doesn't have to swear. Al Nir la Rabbi de Mechel Suksube mi boilei. The Tchil, in the beginning, Koidem Gviz Ksubosom, before she's Goyved Ksuba, must be an Oisish Leiko Mishal Baila Klub. That is the Mishneh in Gittin. That he didn't give tzrori. So before she goes to be Toiveya, she has to swear that she didn't get, she wasn't Makiv Mishal Bailukum. And after she sells Shalai Bebezn, Ligris Mehem Tzuboso, Mi Boy Light, now we have a Shailim. Im Chayzrin Umashbiyin Oiso Shlegovso Yoiso. Now we have another, this is a new shal, that's the shal of our Gemorim. Amechere Shaloi Bebezdin. So now we have to find out through a Shmua how accurate the Mechira was, because she did not take more than she deserves to take. The Oidaim Rebbe. Now Rabbi wants to say another pshat in the Shvur. Ach Shvur de mi boi lei loi kepeire shakuntu shle gopsa yoisa. Al mi boi lei mashbiyin oisa shle zilzalo bin nechosin. Maybe she took the correct amount, but maybe she charged a cheap price to the nechosin. So that's the shal of the Gemara. So she has to swear that it was a fair price. V'chein muchach midekoma tiboloch achroz v'abinam meish loy tezalzl v'chein perish rabbeinu tam. The Gemara says, so clear shalf, you need achroz to be mevara the true price. So it seems achroz is a birur on the shabbos of the carcass, and some of the shavuos also that she should be mavar, that she sold it for the correct shabbos. But the boy lecho hachoset, the boy loch shvur mechlal de pshita loch de loy boy hachoset. The other boy hachoset, koshkin de tzrich a shvur, if we need a hachoset, she would zich a need a shvur. So Ma says, no, a hachoset I know you don't need. Because it says that Amonish Shomalatma Mitzimiyodas Hakocha that's speaking about Beloyachos. Amaloyachos loikami boili. The Pshite Sha'ina Tzrichachos, that was the right. Bimtoima Amrinalel. Lekargo, Limzoini, Lekvurim, Ezavnina, Beloy Achasta. These three things we sell without a chose. Why says all other things you do need a chose. Mashma, Lashar, Mili, Binan, a chose. All other things you do need a chose. Bo'oit, Nan, Be'elchem, Shuma, Yisoyim, Lamedjoim. Bo'oim, Rebbe, so Mamela we see Kloy Nida Khoza, Lamajoim the Wamachas, Lamajoim. And here the Gemara says it's a Dava Pashi don't need a chosa. I'm a Rabbi Hani Milik Shebezn Moichet. If Bezn is selling the Ito Bepochas Mishtus Mechon Kayim, Bezn will sell less than the Shiraino, so the Mecher is Kayim. That means if they will make an inaccurate mechira, the mekach will be kayim. So therefore, the zatakone, when Bezin sells, there should be a chosa to make sure that we have a correct, we're selling it for the correct shabbos. Avol amone, afilu mocha shove mone v'dinu b'mone, afilu she sold overcharged. She undercharged the dinner. Tanan, we learned the mechabota. Vein yochel lovi lidei hefsid. By a mechire of an almona, the yisayimim will never have a hefsid. So memele, so there my cheresh, shaloi bahachose. So there, so that's why, so that's the help of the poshet. There's no need to make achose, because if we'll find out that there was any shini in the shabbos of the mechel, so it's mechel bottle, so therefore there's no need to make achose.